And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about, wow, like this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, we got an interesting thing coming up on Monday, just so you know. Yesterday, I briefly mentioned that I found a story because I'm a car guy. I'm a car guy from way back, but right now I'm also just I'm the car guy who doesn't yet quite have a classic car that he wants in his garage. But nonetheless, I read Barn Find, like magazines and stuff all the time because I'm fascinated when somebody finds like that car. Well, there was apparently a huge barn find right down the road in Warrior, Alabama. And the guy who went through the whole thing and found it and bought the whole lot, I'm talking about classic Corvettes with the plastic still on the on the seats with 23 miles on the odometer. I mean, this was like a treasure trove. Over $1 million worth of vehicles. He bought them, and he's going to be on the show with us on Monday to talk about it. So that's going to be kind of cool. You know what? I tell you what. It's Friday. We got some serious topics. Serious topics.
Serious.
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 Yes, like almost like what you put on your pancake. Serious. Anyway, we're gonna cover some serious stuff, and we're gonna laugh about some things that are worth laughing at. But in the meantime, I think we kick off with a crowd favorite. Let's just hit it, Boomer.
The United States of America, most powerful country on this planet, and it's not because we have more money. We're better looking? No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks. Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement that have been waiting for just such an occasion since 1775. Believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War's over, baby!
Oh, that just cracks me up. You know, I say all that because, first of all, it's true, and you know it's true. I mean, listen, have anybody here been to Talladega on a weekend? I'm just saying, go down to a race day at Talladega. Tell me what you just heard ain't true.
Man.
Oh, I'm just saying. The guy's name was Louis
Ramey.
Louis Ramey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, we've had that on the show. That's like the third or fourth time we've done that clip. But I just saw the guy making the rounds again on social media. That same clip making the rounds on social media today.
<That's>
anyway.
Awesome.
But you know what? I look at it and go, okay, supposedly today is the day of global jihad as called for by leaders of Hamas. Yeah. And I'm calling bunk on that. I'm also saying, you know what? I live in the by God United States of America, and if I want to go out to dinner or do what I got to do, I am. And if I'm happen to be carrying and somebody does something, just guess what? Keep your head on a swivel and do what you got to do. But that being said, life is not going to come to a screeching halt. Even though we've got stories like what I'm looking at right now online, 14 people from Syria have been apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley over the last 3 days from Syria. And this is as sources confirmed, two other men from Lebanon were apprehended in Eagle Pass yesterday. That's happening. And we'll cover some of that throughout the show. But I'll just be honest with you. I am not going to minimize the fact that there are bad people out there wishing to do bad things upon us, but I'm also not going to change my life over the threat or the fear of whether or not someone is around the corner. Just bottom line. A couple of text messages before I jump into my topic. Darlene from Hey, Darlene. She says, we got caught in Talladega on the motorcycles. I'm sure that was a traffic jam, Darlene. Brian from Huntsville. You don't have a classic Corvette that's worthy to park next to your top secret documents? No, I don't. That's reserved for special people with the last name that starts with a B. Crazy Joe from Decatur just only communicates in memes. You ever notice that? Only communicates in memes. What's he got this time? There you go. I know where it is. It's behind the light. I can just I know that car. John from Huntsville says, "Hey Boomer, did you see the Braves got eliminated?" I don't know why I read that one out. Okay,
I did see it. Yeah. I was a little upset.
Yeah,
I know. My little man was really upset.
Sure, that's true. Raven from Russellville, our old 18 Bravo. That's a Special Forces MOS right there. Old 18 Bravo here, watching and waiting. And bottom line, he just says, yeah, he says, fool around and find out. Chip from Muscle Shoals, I will never recover on the pick'ems. I forgot the first week until about 2:30 on Saturday. That's 20 losses. I'm just supporting the rest of y'all for the season. Well, thank you. So apparently I'm at least ahead of Chip from Muscle Shoals no matter what happens. All right, number one on the Triple Dipper. Actions have consequences. Isn't that true? Don't you think so? I mean, I think they should. I mean, if you are willing to put your name on the line, then should it not be that if the line falls out of favor with some people, that you may face the consequences of your determined stand? Now, we see it for good reasons and bad, right? We do. And the left has been just joyous about doxing for how long now? They invented it, didn't they? I mean, there's like what's happened with, you know, Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light is a classic example of actions have consequences. Well, you thought that'd be cool, didn't you? How are your beer sales going right now? Or what about, you know, you're looking at things like the Washington Redskins changed their name. And for a while there, they had no name. And I'm pretty sure their fan base didn't even know what T-shirt to wear. It just, you know, you look at it and go, I get you. Okay, fine. Your call, man. But actions have consequences. They just do. And so what we've seen right now on college campuses is causing a bit of a blow up. Because in the wake of Hamas conducting its just terrorist rampage across Israel the other day. And by the way, parts of Gaza are being turned into a parking lot, even as I speak. But we are now seeing things happening where students who thought it'd just be cool, I'll just go out there and I'll say, I'm for Palestine, and I think what they did was sanctioned and it was worthy. And I think that Hamas is the actual rightful one here, and Israel is to blame for its own terrorist, you know, punishments. Okay, chucklehead. You are allowed to have your freedom of speech. Your First Amendment right guarantees you the ability to be a fool if you want to. And guess what? You might wind up finding out later on that when you speak up like that and say stupid stuff, you know, it's one of those, now that I've got that acronym stuck in my head, fool around and find out. So how about this one? Story from New York Post. Dateline yesterday. This cracks me up. A doxing truck. A doxing truck is driving around the campus of Harvard University with large digital billboards that display the names and the photos of students who signed on to their letter blaming Israel for Hamas's violent attacks. Can you imagine? I mean, suddenly, you know what's happening. Wait a minute. You didn't say I'd be held accountable. What are you doing? That's mean. Why would you do that? Well, because you're an idiot. Giant video screens hung on the sides and back of the truck display the words Harvard's leading anti-Semites in Gothic script over a slideshow of Ivy Leaguers' headshots and names in bold and red block letters, according to photos on social media. A news watchdog group called Accuracy and Media was behind it. The truck's surprise appearance around campus on Wednesday was what they called, quote, the first day of a multi-day, multi-pronged campaign involving billboards and other tactics. Wow. The group deployed the truck because they say it's incredibly important to know who the hateful anti-Semites are in our society, and it's important for people to know their actions have consequences. I did not even realize that the title of this dipper is in this article. How about that? Actions have consequences. The vehicle also displayed the website harvardhatesjews.com, which leads to a forum that encourages users to send an email to members of Harvard's Board of Trustees. So, yeah, it's gotten all kinds of criticism. This truck is out there just freaking out. Kids, Hang on. I've got a First Amendment right. Yes, you do. Yes, you most certainly do. That First Amendment right guarantees you the ability to make a fool of yourself anytime you so choose. And guess what? Private citizens have a right to say, we are free to disassociate if we want to. Now, I'm not, by the way, listen, some of these kids are already repenting, and I'm good with that. Some of them are naive. Some of them were actually told it was one thing and then it was another. Some of them are also finding out that what they signed on said more than they thought it was ever going to say. I'm good with that. But if they are choosing to remain involved with the groups that dragged their name into it, well, then they're complicit just in their silence at that point. But yeah, the truck has drawn fierce criticism, according to this Harvard professor Jason Furman, who also condemned the letter that condemned Israel, also seemed to think, though, the truck takes it too far. And just basically said, you know, if they're ashamed of what they've done, they ought to apologize. We'll take the names down. But so some are saying, whew, this is a little rough, y'all. I mean, they're kids. Well, 34 student groups at Harvard signed on to the letter. Five of those groups have now officially renounced their affiliation with it. So what's happening is this. Actions have consequences. When they suddenly realized, oh, wait a minute. Everybody's not going to slap us on the back and give us a participation trophy for showing up at the rally? I thought this is what we're supposed to do when we were in college. No. Adulting is hard, and you're going to wind up facing some, you know, consequences for your actions. All right, we'll take a break right now. We will come back from the break. I got more on this because these Harvard student groups, yeah, it's not just about the fact that they're becoming known for what they said. They're also becoming known to their future employers, and it ain't good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Were you laughing at me just then? My microphone was stuck.
It was stuck, and it was like, we just, gotta get some WD-40.
Just play the monkey noise and let's move on.
Just move on, guys. Just move on.
All right. Hey, listen, so we're back on this number one of the Triple Dipper. Actions have consequences. So, CNN reports that it's not just the fact that these kids are being made known. And by the way, I hate it for them. I recognize I made some stupid decisions when I was young. There are things I did in college. I look back and go, yeah, I'm pretty sure Phil of today would not have done that. And I would have been better off giving myself advice had I known. But nonetheless, these kids have now put their names out there as, you know, calling on terrorists to be considered the heroes, you know, the ones who raped and pillaged and destroyed and, you know, beheaded babies and all of it. You know, you really, that's where you're going to go? That's what you got? Okay, if you're willing to say that, then guess what? You got to stand by it and own it. Own it. Actions have consequences. Well, story on CNN, Dateline yesterday afternoon. Billionaire hedge fund CEO Bill Ackman and several other business leaders are demanding Harvard University release the names of the students whose organization signed on to a letter blaming solely Israel for the deadly Hamas attacks. So here's where some kids got sucked in. I guarantee you, some of what happened was some of these kids, the leadership of the associations they were a part of, some of whom may not have really been active members, but they're in it. But their leadership said, we're going to sign that letter. Yeah. Because that's what we do, because we're in college, and we just basically stand up to the man. We believe in everything that's not normal. Yeah. Well, some of the membership of their organizations are finding out that that wasn't cool. So, yeah, billionaire hedge fund CEO Bill Ackman wants to know who in the world these kids are from his alma mater. The CEOs want the students to be blacklisted, but some of the students have already distanced themselves from the letter. Ackman said, one should not be able to hide behind a corporate shield when issuing statements supporting the actions of terrorists. Well, the CEO of another organization called Pershing Square Capital Management, he said he also wants to make sure his company doesn't inadvertently hire some of these kids. There you go. Or any students belonging to the groups that signed the letter. So following a backlash to the statement, it says some of the groups have now withdrawn their endorsements. Multiple other business leaders, like the CEO of shopping club FabFitFun, health tech startup Easy Health, Dovehill Capital Management, they all supported Ackman's call to name the students so they can make sure they put their names in HR as the ones we don't want to hire. Just saying. The CEO of a restaurant chain called Sweetgreen said on Twitter, I would like to know who they are so I can never hire these people. Lawrence Tribe, he's a Harvard professor, legal scholar. Lawrence Tribe came out and he said, any number of students who got caught up in this misguided campaign probably didn't even know there was a statement. Others, no doubt, didn't focus on or much less understand what they were signing. Naive and stupid as they may have been, I now think it would be an overreaction to penalize them permanently by publishing their names and implying they actually endorsed what terrorists did. Well, they did, though, Professor. They did endorse it, and they now have an opportunity to back out. They absolutely do. In fact, Ackman and all the others have all said, listen, pull yourself out of it. Make it known. Put it on your social media. Save a copy of it so we can see it later in case we interview you. But get out there and fix it. You have an opportunity to fix it. You see, actions have consequences. And when you can, apologies and, you know, the ability to rebuild bridges does actually mean something in life. How about this one, though? Gets pretty real for this dude. Bless his heart. CBS News reports that New York University law student had a job offer now rescinded by a top law firm. He was voted out as the president of the school student bar association. I mean, old boy's watching his resume just tank as we speak. He came out there, this guy did. He's the president of the student bar association. He's a top graduate pending graduation from law school. I guess he's going to take the bar soon. And he came out and said that he thought Israel was to blame for the attacks that killed 1,000 Israelis, that Israel was to blame. So Raina Workman is the kid's name, says Israel bears full responsibility for the tremendous loss of life. Well, the message drew swift rebukes from members of New York University's community as well as from a large law firm called Winston & Strawn, where he had already done an internship and who had already offered him, by the way, an offer of employment upon graduation, and they have now withdrawn their offer of employment. I mean, here's a kid who's coming out of a top law firm who is the president of the Student Bar Association, who gets out there thinking he's going to be cool, and guess what? Actions have consequences. He just lost his job. You know why? Because the private sector doesn't have to go along with that. He'll probably now grow up to be some government lawyer, you know, working at the DOJ or some other place. Or maybe the Southern Poverty Law Center will hire him. Who knows?
So this is going on, by the way. This has been making the rounds.
Colleges all over the United States are seeing the same kind of immaturity and naivety. You got, like, right now, New York University, I just mentioned Harvard, of course, I just mentioned Cal State University in Long Beach has their day of resistance to support the Palestinian cause. That was dogpiled on social media. University of Vermont, there are groups there having to ask for campus police to increase patrols because they're concerned. Northwestern University has got stuff going on. Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania has got stuff going on. And I mean, granted, college campuses have always been like what I would call the hotbed of activism and, you know, political rhetoric and you know, liberal thought. But this was just to the point of being stupid. This was absolutely to the point of just being absolutely asinine that these kids would do this. Well, here they are. Actions have consequences. All right, y'all, stay tuned. We're moving to number 2 on the Triple Dipper, national insecurity. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.